We've agreed that Miss should have been on the list.
Oh, I don't think there's any way Miss shouldn't have been on it. If you're going to allow steampunk into this, then Miss was... It was significant for a lot of ways, other than the brilliant story, which was a big part. It was also one of the first games to really cross-gender. The number of female players was huge compared to most other games before it. It was a big deal at the time. Massive success. And a really good game.
And, of course, the sequels were excellent as well.
Yeah, I've only played a couple of the sequels, but I remember playing Riven and loving that one. So, yeah, it should be there. A couple of other games that sort of struck me. When I was going through it, they have Star Wars X-Wing on it. I'm wondering if we can really count a game that's nothing but a flight simulator based on the Star Wars game. On the other hand...
True.
I have very fond memories of playing Star Wars X-Wing. But Caitlin's first word was ping, the sound of a laser from the copy of the sound of a laser from Star Wars.
Because the first part of her life,
she was sitting on my lap while I was playing this game, and she made the sounds of the lasers. It was a toss-up between that was going to be her first word or Die Rebel Scum, because I also played TIE Fighter quite a lot at the time. So either one could go.
Fair enough.
I figure that gives me gaming cred. You know?
I think so. Yep, I see. You just reminded me, because I don't have a lot of gaming experience, but Space Invaders.
I was thinking about that one, because Roman was also a Space War, the first ever video game produced. Both of them had a science fiction theme.
Mm. Mm. Well, Space Invaders, I have eye issues, which is why I don't play a lot of games, because my eyes don't adjust quickly enough. But Space Invaders I could play because of the way it worked. Yeah. I couldn't play Galaxia, I think it was. I couldn't play that. That went too fast for my eyes to adjust to. But yes, Space Invaders.
I love Space Invaders. Mm, that was a good game. Yeah, I still have fond memories of playing it. I suppose we're really pushing it, saying that
science
fiction.
Well, we are, but it was a really early one, which is probably why it's not on it. But it was a really early and influential game.
And the Space Wars was basically all orbital mechanics.
But well implemented as well. I mean, that's the game I write
and,
when...
And you could fiddle with the gravitational force as well.
I use Space War as my equivalent to a Hello World for game engines. The first game I always write is Space War again, just to prove I can write it, because I've got to get some physics right and rotation right. Mm. And it's a lot like writing a Hello World. You just get the basics of a game right, and then you think, okay, now I can write something I care about more. Mm-hmm. But I always enjoy writing that as my first game. Mm. One of the ones which I thought was interesting, they didn't have a lot from the Commodore 64 era. They're missing Paradroid. Now, Paradroid had this neat idea where you played a robot which was numbered 001 and was absolutely useless. And you were exploring this spaceship, and in order to get any further, you'd have to bang into another robot, take it over, possess it, gain its weapons and strengths, and then run around with that one. So if you're a 001 and you saw, say, a 555 or something,
right, you
might be able to take it over. If you saw a 999, your odds were pretty small. But if you took over a 555 and then took over a 999, then your odds were pretty good. And so it was a weird little game,
that's
but I've
cool.
never seen
Leaving
that.
Leaving aside the concept
that,
of
mechanic
robots again. Possessing other robots, but yeah, that sounds very cool, actually.
A couple of other things bothered me. Space Quest series. I think Roman's referred to the King's Quest series before, haven't you? And no, the old Roberta Williams graphical adventures. They were 2D adventures with a little bit of fake depth. Space Quest was quite successful back then. Mm. Last of Us is one of the classic, really important games in the last year or so at least. It's a post-apocalyptic virus thing where you have to play a character leading a young girl out through a series of things. It's more of an interactive movie than it is a game.
Right, okay.
But as an interactive movie, it's pretty damn good. and the other ones which we raised was the Spore and Sim Life and Sim Earth and that whole sequence.
And at least some of those would clearly count as science fiction.
Yeah, I would imagine,
Spore, certainly.
Yeah.
I don't know if it
Sim Life,
success.
Well, yeah, you got the black monolith in there and, you know.
Yeah, I think those sorts of games, some of the Sim games should be fitting. At least they had StarCraft. It was good seeing that include RTS, but it's that little genre isn't missed.
Mm. It does seem a very little... Strange focus for some of
them. They have a good list. They've got a lot of older games in the list, but they just seem to be missing a lot of the first ones, the Paradroids and the Elites and the early games. I think that's probably where the hole is in it.